A warm welcome, everyone, to Amazing You. I am your host, Rani Thanakodi. I am a hypnotherapist and also a Mars-Venus life and relationship coach and astrologer. I help women and men who feel stuck in their lives to overcome their emotional and physical issues by using a rapid and innovative hypnotherapy method to get rid of those issues so that they live a fulfilling life and relationships without spending years in therapy. Hello, everyone. Today we have the great honor to introduce you to James McNeil. He's the real love guru from Toronto, Canada. He's the founder of Verbal Aikido and Pure Intelligence. He's the number one international best-selling author, speaker, coach, and consultant. And he has shared the world's biggest stages with Tony Robbins, Les Brown, Jack Canfield, Deepak Chopra. So welcome, James, to Amazing You.
Thank you so much, Rani. I'm honored. I'm a fan. I love what you do. I love that you care so much about people and you're making a beautiful difference. So I'm honored to be a part of it. Thank you.
And thank you for you taking the time. I know you are very busy. I really, really appreciate the time you are taking to share with us today on the topic on forgiveness. So I'll let you share. Please go on, James. Tell us a bit more about forgiveness. Why is forgiveness so important?
Thank you. So my work is pure spiritual intelligence. So it's a metaphysical success philosophy, how to live your best possible life as your best possible self. My premise, the thesis, is that our lives are more impacted by our spiritual intelligence than our emotional intelligence or our IQ, traditional intelligence. I believe the spirit world is far more powerful and present than most people give it credit. And when people want to live their best possible life, their dream life, if you will, they want to make an impact. They want to change the world. The things that can hold people back and stop people are beliefs they have about themselves, beliefs they have about what's possible. They move into fear. They move into frustration rather than stay in the flow of the miraculous. So for me, what I really prioritize with people is to understand that in the physical world, we measure strength by how much we can lift. In the physical world, I can lift this much, or I can lift, you know, five of these. But in the spirit world, power, strength is measured by how much you can let go. Not how much you can lift up, but how much you can let go. Why? Because these things can hold us back. Anger, bitterness, resentment, hatred, loathing. These feelings are, it's like drinking poison, hoping the other person dies. See, the incident happened, their error, their sin, no matter how heinous it is. What people have done or not done, what you have done or not done, as you personally say, oh, I bear the weight of the guilt of my sins. Yes. Listen, so do I. I understand that. I'm not sharing from a place of perfection. I'm sharing from a place of spiritual perfection, not physical perfection. So my strong encouragement is to realize that as long as I hold on to these negative emotions towards myself and others, I'm not only drinking poison, hoping someone else dies, or I'm moving into self-sabotage, but I'm also holding on to heavy weight so I can't fly into my best possible life. So forgiveness is absolutely essential. Our universe is based on grace, right? If I scratch my hand, it's going to heal itself. Well, yes. How weird is a universe that's based on grace, based on forgiveness, based on restoration, reconciliation? It's the way the universe is made to work. And we all need some forgiveness.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And how do we, is there any method that you would suggest that we can use to forgive?
Yes, 100%. Ooh. So I have a program called the 30-Day Miracle Challenge, and we actually spend time on this.
Right.
One day, but then in a sense, we have 28 days of working on this. And what yes. I suggest your viewers do is create a list of all the things for which I may be holding negative emotions. So I may be. And so what I'm asking you to do is write a list of all the things. I'm still mad at my fifth grade teacher, or mad at myself over that sin or those people, the environment, the culture, God, even whatever, whomever, whatever I may be holding negative energy towards, create a master list. Then I suggest you write a forgiveness letter. And forgiveness letters, you'll want to put all the yuck onto the paper. Like, I hated it. It was the worst thing ever. You should be beaten up for what you've done, or whatever toxicity, get it out of your soul, out of your person, onto the paper, let the ink bear the weight, and then burn that puppy. Forgive them, put it on there, say, I forgive you. You don't deserve forgiveness, but I'm forgiving you. Not because I want you to be free of responsibility. I want to be free of toxicity. Okay. Put it on that paper and burn that puppy. And I found this to be the most powerful process for which people can move on. The full process is called the purification process. It's one of the modalities I work with people on.
Thank you, James. And is there a story that you can share with us about a time when you found it difficult to forgive and you had to forgive somebody?
Yes. I'm quite embarrassed about the story that came to mind, Rami.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I had a business situation go bad. I hired someone I shouldn't have hired, trusted them way more than I should have trusted them. And I put them in a very powerful position in my company. Wow. And I was on the road 20 days a month, which means I'm on an airplane or on a stage somewhere in the world 20 days a month. I'm building a national business, international business, global business, and multiple businesses. And I had one person overseeing it all. Month after month, I kept asking for more data, more what's going on. Long story short, my money went missing. The jobs didn't get done. He disappeared and my bills weren't paid. And I was left with a horrific mess. Mm. And I wanted to get justice. I was so angry. So I looked at legal. I would have won any legal case I decided to do. I decided not to go that route. I decided to forgive. Mm. And I went through. I don't know how many pieces of paper I burned, Ronnie.
Right.
I'm responsible for a whole tree on that one. And I thought I was done. I thought it was over. And then I saw him in a public place. And the worst part is I just heard a lesson, someone else teaching forgiveness. And I was like, yeah, people need to know how to forgive like me. I'm the best. I've forgiven everybody. Mm-hmm. And within minutes, I see that man and I wanted to attack him. And I thought, come on, James. I thought we dealt with this.
Yes.
And Ronnie, what I realized was it wasn't gone. And the reason it wasn't gone is I hadn't forgiven myself for my part of that story. I hired him. I didn't do a backup check. I didn't demand the records. I didn't demand accountability and oversight. I am responsible for letting that wolf into my hen house. I am responsible for not taking better care of my business. I've been entrusted by divine love with authority, with power, with wealth, with clientele, with insights. And I allowed someone to come in and rob, steal, and destroy. And I was more responsible than he was. He was just being himself, if that's the kind of guy he is.
Yes.
I'm the one I needed to forgive. And once I forgave myself, all of a sudden, the forgiveness of him was successful. But I couldn't let go of him until I can let go of me. That's one of my most powerful memories of the forgiveness process.
And how did you manage to forgive yourself? What did you do to forgive yourself?
Well, I had to face it. Step one was face it. Okay. All the anger I was aiming at him was actually misplaced. I was transferring my anger of myself unconsciously onto him. Mm-hmm. And so once I saw, wait, James, you did this. You hired him. He was just being himself. The moment I saw my responsibility, everything began to change.
Okay.
And then it was with humility that I had to face the fact that I'm guilty because I was putting responsibility of those funds before I made him responsible for them. Before I trusted him, it was my job. And I didn't behave responsibly. And I'm the one I was mad at. And so once I realized that, forgiving him was easy because he's just being himself. I found out he went and did it to someone else after me. But that's not mine, that's his. Mm. I'm responsible for my life, yes, and I'm responsible for living with a clean slate. And so once I realized it was my responsibility I was upset about, I was able to let the whole thing go and move on with wisdom.
Yes.
And without that, I would have kept thinking he's the bad guy and I would have went on and made the same mistakes. But by being responsible, I said, okay, James, get better at these things. And so it turned into a great blessing.
Right, thank you. So it's about taking responsibility for our own life when we forgive ourselves. That's what it is.
100%.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, James. And James, what is the mantra that you have that have kept you in challenging times?
I love that. Thank you. I have a mantra that I use that is intellectually challenging, but spiritually powerful. And I believe it's 100% accurate. And here's the phrase. I say, everything is perfect and everything is improving. What I mean by that is, rather than me moving forward with anger, bitterness, resentment, any kind of negative energy toward the past, I want to be at peace with my past. I want to say, everything that happened before today happened for a reason to make me a unique person who can touch the world in a way that only I can. So everything leading up to this moment is perfect. Everything's perfect. I'm not behind schedule. I'm not off target. Where I am is where I'm supposed to be. So that moves me from past tense to past peace, from present tense to present peace. And then I move forward with future peace, not future tense, but rather to say everything's perfect and everything's improving. We're still in this game. So the game isn't over. Yeah, I've had some ups and downs. If you think of a sports analogy, I missed some points, you know, I missed some throws or some hockey shots or whatever the game might be, but the game isn't over. And so everything's perfect then and now, and everything's improving, which means I'm developing. My ability to touch this planet is expanding. And with that one phrase, everything is perfect, everything is improving, I'm able to bring myself back to a peaceful mindset.
Thank you, James. And what last final words would you, what words of encouragement would you have today to inspire people who are listening to you?
Beautiful, thank you. I encourage three things. Okay. Number one, all three of them are called the Trinity of Love.
Right.
The Trinity of Love, three. So number one, love vertically. I encourage everyone to come to peace with source energy, source love, God, if you will, if you're open to the idea of divine personhood. I encourage you to come to peace with that divine entity. If you have any doubt about your capacity to do so, just pray to the ceiling about it and say, okay, can I feel peace, right? And I help people through meditation and prayer to find peace now and Zen. So not in past tense or future tense or present tense, but present peace. Come to peace with source energy, source love. Begin a relationship with divine love, the energy that pervades the universe and beyond. Okay, so that's number one. Second, when Jesus was once asked a question about the law and rules and, you know, all of that, he said, well, basically, there's only one kind of two. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, which is the vertical, which I've just discussed. And then he said, love others as you love yourself. So have this love flow to you and through you to be at peace with all people, to say, how can I make this world a better place? How can I best bring love into this moment? So there's the vertical, that's number one, the horizontal, that's number two. But then I want to highlight something. He said, love others as you love yourself, not instead of.
Yes.
And how I treat me is how I'm telling other people how to treat me. So if I treat myself poorly, if I don't honor my resources, my health, my time, my wealth, if I don't show self-respect, I'm telling people this is how to treat me. People will not treat you better than you treat yourself. You'll never be happier, healthier, wealthier, or more loved than you allow. I encourage you to have vertical love, horizontal love, self-love, and this world will be a better place because you're dialed in and love is flowing through you and making this world a better place.
Thank you very much, James, for these beautiful words. And can you tell us how can people reach you and tell us more about your business, what you do?
Oh, thank you. Well, I would say the very best thing, and maybe you can provide people this in a chat or something, but yes. But the very best thing is to sign up for a free gift from me, a big free gift where you get to learn all about it. And it's at go.jamesmcneil, James is J-A-M-E-S, McNeil, M-A-C-N-E-I-L. So go.jamesmcneil.com. That's all you have to do. If people who are listening to you will simply go there, they can register for a free monstrous gift. And all the information will be there. That way they can learn more about pure spiritual intelligence, living their perfect dream life now, as their best possible self, living their best possible life, making this world a better place. And I would be honored if your viewers would do that. Take my gift and get to know me more, get to know my work more through go.jamesmcneil.com, and we'll take it from there.
That's a beautiful gift you are giving to everybody. And I really hope everyone listening and watching take the opportunity to go and have a look at your website. Definitely, I have done it, and it's an amazing gift that has changed my life. So I wish everybody to do that. So thank you so much, James, for being here today. Thank you for sharing your precious time to all of us. And we wish you a lot of success and blessings to you and your team. Thank you.